want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
We are at the end of 2021. That by itself deserves some praise. For a while, it was kind of like, are we going to get all the way through this year? It was like that all of last year. And now all of a sudden 2 years have passed and it was like a blip. In fact, all that drama made it kind of pass by quick in a weird way. I was driving down 165 and remember clearly driving up 165 immediately after Laura and having to drive all the way in the left lane because there were trees down all the way. And that was as far as you could get. You couldn't get anywhere in Iowa, all the trees and telephone poles down. We were thankful we could just get to our house because the back way was totally out of commission. In just that short amount of time, you drive through the area and there are new businesses up where old ones were torn down. All the telephone lines have been restored. You know, and you think about the resilience of the people, but I think about the faithfulness of our God that He brought us through. You know, it's painful sometimes in life, isn't it? Sometimes it's just hard. It's painful. But God sees us through. Dwayne was talking in the lobby about how Pastor Holton called last night, and it's always a joy to hear from him because he'll take you down memory lane and he'll talk about the days of his youth and what it was like for him. He got into ministry when he was 19 years old. And he got married and took his 19-year-old wife directly into ministry. I mean, directly. They started tent meetings and stuff. And he said, I forgot where he was, but he went out there and just began to minister. You know, there was a generation of people who had the wherewithal to lock in with what the Spirit of the Lord wanted to do. And they were not full of preconceived ideas of what it's going to look like. They just took off to do what the will of the Lord said to do. You know, and I think that wild and wide-eyed imaginative faith is lacking today in the church, isn't it? So we're so comforted by all of our surroundings and the things that are available to us in this society that these little trials that we've been through in the last 2 years, they just pale in comparison to what the saints of old put themselves through to get the gospel out just all the time. You know, you think about people who went off into foreign mission fields without cell phones, without knowing the language, without 2 cents in their pockets, just a prayer and a word of hope that God had sent them to this place and there was a work for them to do there. And everything in them wanted to do that work. Yeah, how amazing a faith is that? How great is our God? And you know, I don't want to live my life without full possession of that kind of faith. Full possession of it. You know, if we live just to be comforted, I think 2020 and 2021 should have woke us up to we don't need to be pursuing comfort. Right? It's pretty fleeting. It doesn't sustain. It doesn't endure. But your faith, that is the stuff. That's the stuff. How many of you listen to Unshackled when it comes on? It comes on late, so you know you get to hear it, right? Or you've spent some time listening to it. And it's just your favorite time of the day if you happen to hear that. And you just can't wait to hear the story. And what's the story going to be about? It's going to be about God doing some mission impossible in the life of a person who had nothing left. And we can all relate to that. We can all relate to not having anything to offer God. And He still reaches into our lives and offers us transforming power. We love it in us, and we love to hear it. We love to hear it, right? God is faithful. Yes, He is, all the time. So why did we want to have a watch night service tonight? We're not going to come up with a bunch of cheesy expressions. Yeah, I don't even know what rhymes with 2022. We're not going to do that. So as we were listening to Brother Holton, one of the things that caught my attention was as he shared his testimony of his ministry and what God had done over the years and all the miracles and all the things that, you know, he went down to these swamps down. it's the swamps. It's just the interstate. I don't know what had nothing else is dry. It's all water, pirogues and shrimp boats, right? It's wet. And he went down there from the pine trees in Leesville down to the swamps in Houma and all those little bayous and cuts down through there. And he went there with a word, and that word did great and mighty works, and lots of pastors came out of those early years. And then the Lord transferred him to Lake Charles, and again with a word. And so many times we're living our life not with a word, but with a paycheck, with a promise of a job, with the promise of somebody loving you, with a promise of somebody gonna be there when they say, with a promise of opening Facebook and finding friends, not with a word. We're living empty, valueless lives without a word from God. And that should trouble us. And then when we do get a word from God, we think we can take it and just put it over here like you're just pushing the basket out the way. And you're going to come back to it later if you can't find something better over here. We're living our lives in disregard to the word of God. Why did we want to have a service tonight? Because I believe that God wants to speak to his people. Brother Holton said to Pastor yesterday, and it was just like water on dry ground to hear him say it, there are good days ahead. He said it. I receive it. There are good days ahead. There are good days ahead. You need a word from God, don't you? There are good days ahead. And so his people need to be positioned and ready to know how to handle it. His people need to hear his voice, no matter what it takes. See, in Brother Holton's day, altars were full. And they weren't full with, oh, Lord, please me. They were full with people saying, Lord, I need to hear your voice. And they did not leave until they knew it was his voice and not their voice. Till they knew it was his will, not their will, that was louder than anything else in their mind. They filled the altars because they were hungry for the things of God. There wasn't many. Churches were little bitty back then, right? They were about this size. And they would gather and they would pray and the fire of heaven would come down. Broken bones would begin to crack as they came back together and healed. I want to see that. When he says good things are coming,
yes, Lord.
That's what he calls good things. When my pastor, that's my pastor, my first pastor, my sustaining pastor, when he says good things are coming, that's what he defines as good things. God moving on the earth. God stirring the hearts of men. God propelling people and compelling them to pursue him no matter what lies ahead. I'm hungry. Are you hungry? I want us to just open our hearts, not to follow some stale plan. Not to come up with some notion of what this night ought to be, but to just hear him, to be moved by him, to let the Holy Ghost have preeminence in this house, because it's his house. Let him have it in this house. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do something weird. Take your hand, your right hand, put it on top of your head, and say, this is the house of my Father. And I anoint it right now as a holy habitation of His presence. I thank You, Father, that this is the vessel You choose to dwell in. You have made it pure. You've cleansed it. And You've appointed this vessel to a will and a purpose beyond anything I can imagine. I will not impose my vision or my will in this hour. I'm not going to take any stale, easy way out. I want to hear Your voice. I want to know You. And I thank You, Father, that You have said in Your word, when I call out to You, You will answer and You will show great and mighty things that I did not know. Now listen, we don't want to do things that act out in our natural self that just, this is what I do to show how spiritual I am. We don't want to do that stuff, right? We want to be real and sincere before the Father. Because you know what? Flesh is a stench, right? And when we act out and we just want to, you know, we just want to show out, who are you going to impress here? We're not trying to impress anyone. We want to find the heart of God tonight. What's the heart of God tonight? We want to find the heart of the Father. It feels like He's been so far away, right? Like He's so distant, but He's not. He's been knocking on your heart. He's been setting parameters around you. He's been setting things in order, and now He wants to make you so keenly aware and to stir a hunger and a passion in your soul so that you have no problems running after Him and casting aside every hindrance, everything, every care of this world, throwing it off, every identity, every passion, just to throw it off and chase after Him. And as we worship Him, let those words come alive and be stirred again.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.